One of the greatest epiphanies I ever had in my life was realizing that if I change the way that I think, I will change the way that I live. I will change all of my results drastically, even if I'm putting in the same level of effort. Because it's so easy to get sold into this idea of work harder and more and just put in the hours and, you know, you will be great. You will be amazing. You'll be so good that they can't ignore you. But guess what? They can still ignore you, because it's not just about how hard you're working, and although that is important and valuable, it's very much so about the quality of work that you're doing. Repetition does lead to mastery, but only the right kind of repetition. Quality repetition. Doing the same dumb thing over and over again in your life, obviously, it will not help you get any further along. Just think about how many times you tried really, really hard to achieve something or to impress someone or to do something, and it just didn't seem to work out. If anything, it felt like the universe was against you, everything was not going your way, and somehow you were just cursed. The reality, however, is that it's usually not all these things conspiring against you. Rather, it's all in your mind. If you think and believe that something has to be really difficult, say for example, making money. It's so hard to get clients or customers or to make more sales. It's so hard to run a sales team or do marketing campaigns, or Facebook ads are really difficult and they don't work. Well, guess what? They won't work for you. Or it will be very, very difficult for you because you've bought into this idea. You have this thought and you've given it power, and you found evidence to back it up. So guess what? Now it has even more power. And what does this lead to? Well, more hard work and trying to push through, and somehow the results aren't coming, so it just solidifies your stance even further, and deeper into the wormhole you go. The craziest thing being that even if you got evidence a little bit that showed you, oh, it can be easy, it could work, it doesn't have to be that hard, you'd probably discount it and keep believing what you're believing and look for even more evidence to back it up even further. And that's exactly why I would like to encourage you to try neutrality. Just reaching a state where you're not judging things. You're not trying to say, oh, this is bad, this is good, and I need to think positive and I need to be really upbeat about everything, but rather just calm, relaxed, a little more detached, not as wound up. Because the more that you put tension into your thinking, and whether that's positive through trying to strain yourself to feel really good, or negative, where you say that things are difficult and annoying and it's really hard and you gotta work so hard and you can't seem to get there, those just really aren't that constructive to your outcomes. What do you really want? Try to be neutral about it and think, what's the easiest way for me to get there? What's the most fun way for me to get there even? And yes, that's a little bit of positivity I'm sprinkling in there just for the fun factor. But really, you can look at anything and deconstruct it and understand, there's a path to what I want that isn't me having to push beyond my own capacity, you know, absolutely tax my body and brain and overexert and just really have to bleed. Doesn't have to be this way. There are plenty of people who are getting what you want and they're doing it in a way that's fun to them. I remember over 10 years ago when I made my first cold call. You know what the best thing about it was? Not me trying sales or me learning some kind of crazy sales lesson. It was, this sucks and I don't want to do it. And this is not a good way for me to get what I want. So I switched to inbound, organic, I learned advertising, I learned all these different skills that made me never have to do something that I didn't want to do ever again. And I'm not saying that you should never do a cold call or that it's a bad way to get customers or something like that, because it's not, and it can be good for the right kind of person. Maybe you even enjoy it. However, I know for myself that that was not the path that I wanted. I also realized that sitting there and editing content for hours and hours on end was not my favorite thing in the world. So handing that off, finding people to do it for me. What you really want to do in your life is think, how can I make it so that I can work on the stuff that I really love working on, and then I can get other people that like to do what they do, and they can do those things that I don't like because there is somebody who actually enjoys it and is very good at it. And if you're saying to yourself, well, there's no way to hand off the thing that I need to do, the way to get to my goal, I have to suffer, then guess what? You've brainwashed yourself to believe that. And maybe you can't get somebody else to do it, but there's definitely a better way for you to approach it, even from your state of mind. That perspective, the way that you tell yourself a story where you say, I have to suffer, it has to be difficult. Guess what? Of course it does, because you've made it so. To the point where if we're playing with perspective, you know, I used to think that being a janitor before I started my business was the worst thing in the world, and it was humiliating, and I hated the job. I resented myself for not being able to do something better. But then it led to me building the business of my dreams, and it was a platform for me to step on in order to achieve my long-term goals. All of a sudden, I loved the job. I thought, wow, I'm so grateful that I could have this, because otherwise I would have never gotten to where I am today. And not only in hindsight, but even in the moment, I started to realize. And before you know it, I was mopping floors and scrubbing toilets and doing all kinds of annoying chores, right? And I was loving it because my mindset was, this is helping me get to where I want to go long term. And it's much better than, you know, suffering and struggling and not having income. This is going to help me eventually get to where I want to go. You can make anything enjoyable if you have the right perspective, if you change the way that you think. But sometimes you really do need to be a little bit strategic and technical in terms of the steps as well. So in that old job over 10 years ago, I started listening to audiobooks and courses while I was doing the work, because all of a sudden I was getting way more value out of that time, and I was learning so much and growing so much and improving while I was also doing my job and making an income. And then all of a sudden I learned enough, I'm getting clients, I'm growing my business, my brand, and before you know it, I'm doing six figures from zero. And it was built up so quickly because of the compounding effect of my perspective changing, the way that I was thinking, my approach to what I wanted to do. Everything started to shift. Instead of trying to force myself and feel like it's a burden and it's hard and I have to make things happen, and if I don't work 24 hours a day, then I'm never going to get there. If you believe that, then you deserve to keep experiencing it. If you decide to ignore this, if you're not waking up right now going, am I making my life harder than it actually needs to be, then by all means, keep on going. And look at every area in your life. Look at your relationships. Look at your health. Are you making it hard? Do you have bad food around you that's easy to access that you know isn't healthy, but you know, you're just unconscious about it? In your relationship, do you have patterns that you indulge in that lead to arguments or challenges or that push people away? Do you have some kind of toxic pattern maybe that you indulge in and your life therefore isn't as good as it could be? Well, identify it. Bring it into the light, because the moment that you become aware, that is the moment where you will start to want to change. And if you really want rapid growth and change, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com and book a one-on-one session with me directly. We work together, I'll coach you every week, hold you accountable, make sure that you're performing at your very best. And again, if you want to take advantage of it, to have the call to see if we're a good fit, go to eraphael.com. The link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.